Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Farewell to a queen.
We come to this house of God to mourn our loss.
World leaders attend state funeral.
What she gave is a sense of the notion of service.
Puerto Rico battered and bruised.
The entire island is without power.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And I'm Steve Futterman outside Westminster Abbey with the CBS World News Roundup. After more than a week of farewells and tributes, Queen Elizabeth was given a state funeral today, full of British tradition, pomp, and ceremony. Her body was brought to the Abbey on the same gun carriage used to transport the body of Queen Victoria. It was pulled by 142 members of the Royal Navy. Queen Elizabeth's great-grandchildren George and Charlotte joined the procession of royals behind her coffin, royal watcher Tina Brown.
This is their first real inculcation into the royal training. This is what they are going to remember for the rest of their lives when they walked behind Queen Elizabeth II's coffin.
As her flag-draped coffin was carried in, those inside the Abbey rose, including President Biden and the First Lady, King Charles, Prince William, the Emperor of Japan, and other dignitaries. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, delivered the sermon.
The grief of this day, felt not only by the late Queen's family, but all round the nation, the Commonwealth, and the world, arises from her abundant life and loving service, now gone from us.
At the end of the service, the last post, the British version of taps. Then 2 minutes of silence observed across England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Then finally, the national anthem. The coffin was removed, loaded back onto the gun carriage. It will end up at Windsor Castle, where the Queen will be laid to rest. More on that from my CBS colleague here in London, Vicky Barker.
King Charles and senior royals will join a second procession at the castle gate, walking behind the coffin to St. George's Chapel in the Windsor Castle complex. A second service with 800 royals, dignitaries, and courtiers will be held. The imperial state crown, the orb, and the scepter will be lifted from the Queen's coffin, separating her from her crown for the final time. Then her most senior courtier, the Lord Chamberlain, will break his wand of office and place it on the coffin, symbolizing the end of his service to his sovereign. Final burial will take place in a private service with just family and close friends present this evening. Steve?
As you might expect, law enforcement officials have been on high alert today. Reportedly, 10,000 officers have been patrolling the streets. And Deborah, one of the final acts will be the traditional breaking of the Lord Chamberlain's white stick, symbolically marking the end of the monarch's reign.
Steve, Hurricane Fiona has made landfall along the coast of the Dominican Republic after devastating Puerto Rico. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Seidel is in Ponce.
Hurricane Fiona crashed to shore with force in Puerto Rico on Sunday. Authorities have opened shelters and closed public beaches. Historic levels of rain are triggering landslides and flooding. The entire island is without power, forcing many hospitals to run off generators. Puerto Rico's grid remains fragile 5 years after Hurricane Maria.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the storm will likely inflict more damage.
The rain is going to continue to fall with the potential for 8 to even 10 inches, maybe a foot of rain in spots. And so what that means is that the flood threat will continue for the foreseeable future.
Public schools and government agencies in Puerto Rico are closed. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in Alaska after the remnants of Typhoon Murbach battered the western portion of the state. Governor Mike Dunleavy.
We're trying to assess exactly what has occurred. Again, this is almost 1,000 miles worth of storm front.
It was the worst storm to hit the state in half a century. So far, no reports of injuries or deaths.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden's plans for another 4 years in office may not be written in stone. In a 60 Minutes interview, the 79-year-old tells CBS's Scott Pelley.
My intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen.
Mr. Biden also weighed in on the classified material found at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
I have not asked for the specifics of those documents because I don't want to get myself in the middle of whether or not the Justice Department should move or not move on certain actions they can take.
He says that when he saw a photo of the top secret documents, he wondered how anyone could be that irresponsible. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is promising his country will recapture more territory after a series of victories over Russia. CBS's Deborah Patta reports.
Vladimir Putin's war is not going according to plan, and he's been reduced to this. The leader of the Russian mercenary group Wagner, seen recruiting prisoners to fight on the front line. Wagner has been accused of human rights atrocities in Syria and Africa, raising the haunting fear of more nameless wooden crosses in a country that's already endured unimaginable suffering.
The U.S. and the Taliban carried out a prisoner exchange in Kabul this morning. His family says American Navy veteran and civilian contractor Mark Frericks has been freed 2 years after he was kidnapped in Afghanistan. A senior detainee held for years at Guantanamo Bay announced his own release. And here in the U.S., a first in the WNBA.
This season has come up aces.
Las Vegas captures its first championship ever, beating the Connecticut Sun 3-1 in Game 4. Asia Wilson tells ESPN.
I mean, you put in the work in the offseason to get it done. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure my body's right for my teammates. And when you got a point guard like Chelsea Gray, I ain't even worried about a damn thing.
Chelsea Gray named MVP.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Falcon 9 rocket launches after 5 consecutive days of delays.
SpaceX had been 0-for-4 for this one because of the weather. The forecast was not promising for Sunday night's launch until it was.
Liftoff.
off of Starlink 4-34. Go Falcon 9.
This particular launch wasn't particularly remarkable on its own. SpaceX has launched hundreds of Starlink satellites already. What is remarkable is the sheer volume of launches from the Cape this year. 40 in 38 weeks, 33 of them belonging to SpaceX. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
People are clamoring to buy tickets for the longest-running show in Broadway history. Sales for Phantom of the Opera have exploded since Friday's announcement it'll close after its 35th anniversary. And that's the World News Roundup. For Steve Futterman in London, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.